You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. You know how I tell you all the time, Mahoney, about how being a parent brings so much joy to my life? Except for last night.
What happened last night?
Woke up like 100 times.
Your baby?
Yes, my baby baby. Now, the three-year-old's fine. It's the baby baby. I don't know if she's not feeling well or what, but just...
She's pretty chill usually.
I know. She's been like way, at least from the outside, seems way more chill than your first daughter.
Yeah, it's just, I guess when she's not feeling well or whatever, like just couldn't get comfortable last night and just, I don't know.
Wasn't afraid to let you know?
Yeah, was very rather vocal about that. Thank you, Olivia, and good morning to you as well.
Oh, no.
Then I come in the studio today and Sylvia's got like 22 degrees in here. And
I asked her about it,
and she actually did that brush me off thing where, like, you know, someone just
shoe peasant.
Yes,
you plebe, you coal.
That just came out of nowhere.
And then she said, "Oh my God, I've never done that to anyone before." So anyway, my day's off to a great start. How are you guys doing?
I told you were the bestest.
You liar.
No, I'm not.
I almost didn't come in today.
Why?
Sick? Not like sick, sick. Like
is it the
cough.
Sinuses?
No. Like I drank some like
sick of Sylvia's crap.
Sick of Sylvia's crap. And plus, I know I'm walking into an Arctic tundra. Why there's four of us here?
Right.
And three out of the four of us agree on the temperature, what it should be.
I did not touch
three
the
out
thermostat
of the four of us
at
actually
all today.
Have a hoodie on right now because it's so damn cold.
Yeah.
It's at 77 right
you
now.
You just cranked it up because it was like the Arctic tundra
was blasting
in all our faces.
I did not touch it when I came in at all.
Okay, sure you did.
You're
just
the
like
only
never,
one in short
only,
sleeves.
You're the only one who touches it. And I don't mean to out you, but every month around a certain time, Sylvia always has it bitterly cold in the studio.
I'm fine right now.
Okay. I'm sure you are.
I'm great. Oh my God, dramatic.
So, yesterday, you may remember, we're doing the show, and I came in here, we're, you know, doing a news break or something we were talking about, took a drink of coffee. Somebody took the pot of coffee, like, there's two pots in there, but one's like an old one. I don't know why we keep two in there for whatever reason, because nobody ever makes two pots of coffee.
Because why would you? Mm-hmm.
But there was like one that had been sitting there, apparently, for a day or so. And
they didn't put it back.
They put it back on the warmer as if it was a new cup of, or a new pot,
like
of coffee. And it was like, oh, it had to be over a day old. And I'm like, I should have known because I put some cream in there. It didn't even phase it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
It was like, nah, bitch.
No.
Nah, I ain't even. I'm staying dark as night. And I took a drink of it and it turned my stomach. My stomach was turned the entire day yesterday. I probably ate 40 tums.
40.
Really? 40.
Just trying to like, So, like, I didn't want to miss the show because, I didn't want to make sure to come in here that, you know, give you some body heat.
Thank you.
Just in case Sylvia decided to, you know, freeze you out.
I do have a theory on who did that with the coffee.
Oh. Do you?
Sylvia.
I don't drink coffee.
I know.
But yeah, I feel like you're trying to ruin the little joy.
You're trying to take us down.
I'm not trying to take away your joy of enjoying coffee.
All right. Well, some good news and some bad news to start the show today.
Is it good news we're firing Sylvia?
Good news we're firing Sylvia. Bad news is Sylvia's still here.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Drama. The both of you. Not you, Mahoney.
Okay.
Oh, see? You're going to turn
Dave.
On me again.
God.
You just said we should fire you. The worst.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You remember the last time that you tattled on someone? I mean, maybe not even something wrong, but, you know, just in general. I mean, what about when you were younger? Remember, snitches get stitches.
Message deleted.
You don't have to go back that far from Mahoney. He'll, if you're doing something driving on the road that he doesn't like, he'll call the cops on you right away.
I'll rat you out in a quick, hot second. I love it. I love being an informant.
Were you a tattletale when you were younger?
Not at all. But you know what? Like, here's the thing.
Now that he's an old grumpy man.
Like, if you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing and I don't like you, I am going to, I'm going to straight up out you.
Yep. Hey, check this out, Mahoney.
What's that?
Trying to figure out the sound?
Yeah, it's my mic.
It's Sylvia's microphone.
Look.
So when she turns her microphone off,
so why don't you move over to the other mic over there?
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, why don't
no,
we just
like right
turn
second.
Your microphone off?
Yeah, sorry, you don't get to talk anymore.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just saw a Mitsubishi Eclipse with small Tesla lights. That thing looks sweet. But my question for you guys is, who's the person that stuck out to you the most when you were drunk? Who do you run into drunk that stuck out the most to you? I was drunk one night, and I ran into my history teacher from sophomore year, and she was doing security. Love you, Ms. Dotsky.
Message deleted.
So what's the question?
He wants to know, when we were drunk, who have we run into who stuck out the most?
He said every hot chick ever. Like, what are you talking about? Like this.
Good answer, Dave.
I mean, right. I once ran into Suge Knight when I was drunk at the Palms.
Whoa. Seems like it would hurt.
Yeah.
I ran into, like
I said, he's in jail. I am not.
Ta-da.
And he didn't run into you, which is good.
I ran into a very drunk Mike Tyson one time, which was a little scary.
But Mike Tyson's usually nice.
He's a very happy drunk, which I was glad because I didn't know if it was going to be a happy drunk or a not happy drunk. Turns out he was a happy drunk. But, you know, if he had happened to not be a happy drunk, who knows?
I've been drunk with Dennis Rodman.
With Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, it was like 15 years ago.
How was that?
A strip club during the day with a buddy. And it was really sad.
Was he wearing his dress?
I used to work the overnight shift. Like me and a buddy used to do overnights, like the 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. show on the radio station. And when we would get off, we were degenerates and we would go drink when we got off of work. And, it's like.
Wait, so you got to the strip club at 6 a.m. and Dennis Rodman was there?
This was like 10, 11 a.m.
Oh.
So not even like 6 a.m. And we were there. And
Do you think he had been there all night or do you think that he had gotten.
No, it was an early day for him.
He arrived the first thing in the morning. To the strip club,
And
that way it was depressing.
This was like pre all North Korea stuff, too. So it was kind of sad. Yeah, I get why I'm here.
Can you believe that he was hooking up with Carmen Electra when it was like Carmen Electra's heyday?
See, but you forget that Dennis Rodman. I mean, he just got put into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Was it 2 years ago?
Sure,
something like that. I mean, he was one of the best basketball players.
Yeah, but
defensive basketball
players
in the world.
Sentence.
Not anymore.
Maybe before,
but he was like
he was
not a pop culture icon, but he was a pop culture phenomenon. The fact that like he was
always been such an idiot.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't hear him talk until like the whole South Korea or North Korea.
I feel like there's been a lot of drugs and a lot of drinking that have led to that point.
It's gotten worse,
certainly.
So back when
he was playing,
you were hanging out at the strip club with him, sharp as a tack.
No. It wasn't like winning the NBA championship, right. Dennis Rodman. Yeah. It was 10 years post that.
I see.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How often do you guys actually go to the movies? I feel like I always hear that people want to go to the movies, but they don't. And then they see the movie like 3 months later when it comes out streaming or like on Redbox.
Message deleted.
I will say that the movies do a really good job of making you want to run to the theater and go see it. But when they come out on Apple TV or in Redbox or whatever it may be, like he's talking about, it's just so much less appealing.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It just does not seem
it's
as
like,
good.
Oh, I really wanted to see that. And now it's right here available for
free.
A quarter of the price of
or
what it used
Netflix.
To be. Yeah, sure. And now I'm like, nah.
I go when there's a big release, like if there's a big Marvel movie release.
Are we back on Dennis Rodman again?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whatever, different strokes, different folks, man.
I hear you, though. Like, if it's something that really would benefit from being in the theater, Avengers or something like that, you're like, all right, I'll go see that.
Yeah. But only during the day and on a non-weekend.
Yeah.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So there's something called a never incident, which...
What's a never incident?
It's something that should never happen.
Oh, that never happens to me. I don't know. It's not you, it's me. This never happens.
It's the first time, I swear,
never.
Man. Only it's much worse when it's a hospital incident.
I mean, it really never happens here.
A man was mistakenly circumcised at a hospital in England.
How?
The patient was meant to be having a procedure where they look inside the bladder using a thin camera.
Sure.
And then they go through that part of the body.
Yeah.
The error was revealed in a report produced by the clinical commissioning group. Compiling a so-called list of never events, and they named it that because they're largely preventable and should never happen again. There were 8 of those incidents at the hospitals in this particular area of England last year alone.
That's not a never incident. That's a, this happens almost on a monthly basis. This
is continue.
How do you have 8 accidental circumcisions?
When asked how the circumcision incident was allowed to happen, the hospital did not provide an answer. The document detailing the incident, which occurred in September of last year, said one of the key contributing factors was failure to learn from a previous never event.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They didn't learn their lesson.
Like, do you need to, like I, this is a fear of mine. And I've had friends who've gone in, like, for knee surgery and elbow surgery and things of that nature, where they make sure to write, not this leg or not this arm, and they circle where the surgery is supposed. Yeah. Like, do I need to do that with my junk now? Like, hey, man, don't do stuff to this that doesn't need to be done.
Off limits.
Unless you're going to enlarge.
That's the only exception.
Thank you very much.
How to do. But 8 accidental operations in a year. Like, is it the same guy?
I don't know, man. It's wild.
Who's, like,
it's
approving wild. This?
So, Southwest is the latest to have to deal with this whole Boeing mess.
This is getting real bad.
Scary, man.
Well, it's preventable.
Yeah.
And when you find out the reason why it's preventable, it when I found out, it made me angry.
Well, in this case, it was Tuesday in Orlando, a emergency landing because of an apparent engine problem.
Uh-huh.
The crew declared an emergency after taking off from Orlando about 2:50 and landed the plane safely. No passengers were on board at the time. The aircraft was actually being ferried to Victorville, California, where Southwest is storing all of these bunk planes. But
that's Southwest, really? Whoa. Victorville?
Yeah.
Victorville.
That's where you're going to store?
That's where things go to die. The FAA says it's investigating, but appears the emergency was not related to the anti-stall software suspected in those 2 fatal crashes. But obviously, this is just another problem for Boeing and the 737 MAX planes.
So, the problem with these planes that crashed and killed hundreds of people, and there have been several other incidents.
346 total lives lost.
Horrible. God. Yep.
It could have been preventable. This was a quote. They didn't have the upgrade. They didn't have the upgrade.
Because it was too pricey.
It's a software upgrade. Right? It's like downloading something onto your computer.
Yes.
It's insane.
And when you start putting human life, like when you start disregarding that for pure profit, that is a bad, bad, bad look
Boeing
for
sucks.
Your company.
Yeah.
Like,
holy crap.
You feel like if... If these are freak accidents,
right,
could have been preventable, or you know, couldn't have been prevented. You know, it's like you mourn, you understand the loss, and it sucks. But when you know that
you
this
hit a velociraptor in the air or something like that, or even an air traffic
crazy.
Controller, a human error where something happens. But when you're when you can actually backtrack and go, wait, so Boeing was charging for this update for software,
uh-huh.
And because these companies hadn't purchased it yet,
this
346 people are dead.
That's infuriating.
Yes, it is.
It's scary, too. You know, so, like, if that's what's happening, like, we are putting our trust into these companies to keep us safe.
Yeah, there has to be better oversight. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is, I'm kind of torn on this story because we've had many stories recently about how meese are plaguing our society. Packs of moose on the loose, taking down homes in Colorado, and they're invading us from
well, we're airdropping wolves in to go.
Skydiving wolves have to be dropped in.
So what's going on with these meese now?
So the Supreme Court in Alaska on Tuesday ruled unanimously that an Alaska man may use a hovercraft while hunting moose on public land.
Is it what? Was it previously illegal not to be able to
use a hovercraft on meese? The National Park Service had barred John Sturgeon from hunting with his hovercraft on sections of a river that ran through the National Conservation Area. In its decision, the High Court ruled that the Park Service could not enforce the ban. One of the justices agreed with Sturgeon that Alaska's National River is not public land and thus exempt from the National Park Service regulations under the National Interests of Land Conservation Act. The ruling means that Sturgeon can rev up his hovercraft in search of moose. And so part of me, with all the problems that people have been having with meese recently, makes me kind of happy But this John guy sounds like a real a-hole.
I mean,
like he's just zipping around in his hover crash. He's like, "You can't stop me!"
And this is a miracle.
And he takes it all the way to the Supreme Court of Alaska. Like, come on, man.
I mean, what's next? Are we going to be able to hunt hippos on Segways?
That sounds like a really bad idea.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I feel like if you want to hunt a hippo on a Segway, you should be allowed to. But whatever happens.
We need to be able to hunt rhinoceroses on Razor scooters.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With David Mahoney on X107.5.
Eric is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. You a big movie buff?
I would say so.
All right. What are your favorite movies?
Pulp Fiction, I would say, is probably my top. And okay. I like The Big Lebowski a lot. It's a great film.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, that's just a couple.
You looking forward to that new Tarantino movie?
Yes, I am.
You know, normally I'm not a Quentin Tarantino fan at all. I know that's an unpopular opinion because everyone loves him, but I just don't like him at all. But
it's just a shock thing.
Yeah, but Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, you got me. I'm going to get got on that one.
Just that scene of Leonardo DiCaprio dancing. I'm like, oh, I'm sold.
That's all I needed. If you get one right today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get one incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. You're trying to get three out of these five in order to be our winner today. Are you ready for your first one?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
We sat and drank with the sun on our shoulders and felt like free men. Hell, we could have been tarring the roof of one of our own houses. We were the lords of all creation. As for Andy, he spent that break hunkered in the shade, a strange little smile on his face, watching us drink his beer.
That's Shawshank Redemption.
There you go.
Damn,
on the board with one.
Straight that is Shawshank Redemption. It's still one of the highest grossing films for Columbia Pictures.
Really?
The Warden. Yearly in residuals, like, you know, you talk about mailbox checks.
Yeah.
The Warden, which, you know, had decent sized role, but not huge.
He's not Morgan Freeman.
Makes $100,000 plus a year in residuals from Shawshank Redemption.
Good for him.
Still.
Good for him.
God, I'm not a huge Morgan Freeman fan, but I want him to narrate my entire life.
No, Morgan Freeman is a pretty bad person.
He's
total creep. But hell of a voice.
Hell of a voice.
Hell of a voice. All right, on the board with one. Here we go on to number two, Eric.
A new sheriff of Rottingham. My friend, at you.
All right. A black sheriff?
He's black?
And why Blazing not? Saddles. I worked in Blazing Saddles.
What do you got for us?
Blazing Saddles.
No, it's not
Blazing Saddles.
No.
I didn't hear it then.
Listen, just play it for him. Just shut up this time.
Yeah.
And listen.
All right, here we go.
A new sheriff of Rottingham. My friend, at you.
All right. A black sheriff?
He's black?
And why not? It worked in Blazing Saddles.
All right, 5 seconds. What's your guess?
Oh, man, I can't remember the name. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah. It's been a long time, but man, what a classic. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
A role that Dave Chappelle picked up, who Morgan Freeman played at one point.
All right.
Classic, a classic.
Here we go on to number three.
Is that Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, it is. Also would have accepted Sylvia waking up in the morning.
It's not that far off. When the sun comes in.
All right.
I banged worse.
You are on the board with two. You can win it outright here if you get this one correct. Here we go.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Ooh.
I couldn't hear it, really. Could you play that one more time?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to hear this one, but there's an iconic line at the beginning of it. 5 seconds after I played the second time.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, no problem. That was Airplane.
Picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Yep.
Leslie Nielsen's finest work.
Fifth and final one. You got two right. You got two wrong. You must get this last one right in order to win today, okay? Here we go.
Got it.
I'm not going to call him Dad.
Brennan, you're 39 years old. I would not expect you to call him Dad.
Well, I'm not going to, ever. Even if there's a fire.
For the win?
Yeah, brother.
There you go.
Mother's gonna ever keep you down, nonetheless. Well, I'm not going to, ever. Even if there's a fire.
Congratulations to you, man. You pulled it out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So Robert Kraft has pleaded not guilty to soliciting prostitution. He is not going to sit there and take that deal that they offered him. And I don't think he should.
No.
Which is ridiculous.
It was an insane offer. Like, yeah. Okay, so you get off. We're going to drop all the charges.
Well,
should have said it that way. You already got off. You're getting off again.
You're getting off scot-free. Who's Scott?
Who's Scott? Is it really free? That's a way better deal. No, but they offered him the deal where they said if you just admit that you would have been found guilty, had this gone to trial.
And then community service.
We'll let you go. And he's like, what are you talking about? So he has pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor counts of soliciting. Kraft, 77, pleaded not guilty on all counts, waived his right to arraignment, and requested a trial by jury in a brief court filing in Palm Beach County. So I was thinking about this when I saw this story yesterday. I'm curious how this works, right? So if he went into this place of business, and let's say that it was just kind of understood what was going to happen,
uh-huh,
and he never requested anything,
yeah,
and he just paid for the massage,
yeah,
and then tipped afterwards, is that illegal? Now, I understand, like, the act of, like, whatever they were doing.
No, but since the police filmed it, it's now a video.
It's not, I was just making the world's worst porn.
I'm just an actor getting paid for my services.
No, but so, like, let's say that were to happen in a different environment where, like, I get that it's in a business, right?
Yeah.
But is it illegal to hook up with somebody
In their business?
No.
It was the owner of the shop.
Right. So, like, what happens if, like, you're just with a coworker or whatever, or you're with another business?
Walk into an Applebee's, order myself a Cadillac margarita, baby back ribs.
And the chef.
Oh, that's Chili's.
doesn't matter. And the cook sees you out of the kitchen. He's peeking
into
that little metal thing.
Meet.
Yeah.
And
you just go back there.
Into the walk-in.
The walk-in cooler.
Uh-huh. Oh,
things get hot. Everything melts.
Right next to that big old trash can full of salad. Why is there...
And then, but you still pay for your baby back ribs.
That's
is
right.
That illegal? So
yeah.
Like, I understand why Robert Kraft's legal team, depending on
They're
what he
win.
Actually did...
They're going to win.
He's a billionaire, right?
I mean, and not that we want to see... Like, here's the thing. Hold people accountable for doing wrong
things.
Yes,
of course.
This is not one of those cases. The people who are trying to extort the... First off, they got a couple of the names wrong, and so there's other names that are out there that shouldn't have been out there.
They were going after the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, like, this has been kind of like some Keystone Cop stuff from the beginning, but I'm not surprised that he wants a jury trial and is going to see this out to its fullest.
They came at him too hard.
And
now Robert Kraft is probably going to win because he's got unlimited resources to fight this.
I have a feeling that he is going to,
going to get off scot-free again. Second time in 24 hours.
You know.
Well, speaking of, and this is related, workers of that nature in Florida object to human trafficking legislation because they say there obviously is a problem to a degree, but there's also a lot of consensual people that do that. And this is where it gets tricky because the Florida legislature is like, y'all know what you're doing is illegal, right? And they're like, we get it, but... Let's not all try to lump this into one bucket.
It's not the same.
Of like,
if
we're all victims.
Doing something
we're
of
we're
your.
Just trying to make money.
If you're an adult and you choose to make money and you're not hurting anybody else and you're doing it of your own free will and volition, you do you. It should that should not, like, literally, like, that's what they want to do. They're not hurting people and actually probably helping quite a few people out in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let them live their life. Don't make them criminals, because they're not.
So, Mahoney, you interested in this? A male birth control pill. We've talked about it before, but now it has cleared some important hurdles. Testing of a new male birth control pill has revealed that we are, in fact, a step closer to producing effective oral contraception for men. It is a pill known as 11-beta-MNTDC.
Make it like 11-alpha.
Let's call it the beta bitch pill.
Yeah, let's not call it that.
No, it's because
Alpha Max Extreme. Full volume.
Because it's still in beta testing. That's why it's called
that.
Okay. But the University of Washington is showing promising results, meaning that It doesn't affect guys negatively, like their ability to perform.
Yep.
And and other things that were a big concern, you know, whether or not this is just going to kill your sex drive as well, was also a big concern. And that so far is not the case. So great. Another way for you know, couples to protect themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, any more ways to be responsible and, you know, continue on with family planning. And if both people can do it, great. And here's also a thing, though. Male birth control has existed for quite some time.
Right.
And right now is actually the most popular time for that male contraceptive to take place. Vasectomies during March Madness.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's a form of birth control for men.
It's funny that you mentioned that. The reason why everyone gets a vasectomy around March Madness is because there's so much good basketball on TV that they just want to sit around and watch the tournament.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. So guys will get the vasectomy and then they'll just have an excuse to sit around for a week and do nothing or watch basketball.
Yeah, one of our friends just had it done last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a week and a half ago. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, the first day sucked. And
can you get it reversed?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
He said the first
you used to be able to get a reverse.
He said the first day sucked, but after that everything was fine. Like, you know, not a problem doing anything. He's like, so the guys who are taking 2 weeks off to heal, that's good for garbage. You,
this is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe it was a skill that you used to be quite proud of. It was something that impressed all of your friends back in the day. And now here we are in 2019 and it sucks. No one's impressed by it anymore.
The one that came in that just hit home that I wanted to be so proficient in that I was not at 731-00, our text line, was hacky sack.
Hacky sack. Oh,
like,
man.
You're waiting to go into school or even when you were in college and they're just
this is what people
around.
Used to do before cell phones.
Yeah.
And before you were allowed to smoke cigarettes. Everyone used to sit around and play hacky sack.
But the guys who were good at it.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. Your fast feet. Your fast feet, they're so fast.
And for some reason, one of the guys playing always had a poncho. Always.
Okay.
There was always
one dude wearing a poncho.
Always one dude wearing a poncho.
Lola on Facebook said, I can probably still rewind a cassette tape using a number 2 pencil.
A cassette? Nice. I was thinking like a VHS.
That's what I was thinking, too.
No, a cassette tape. But there's also an art to when your damn stereo would chew up the tape to being able to surgically remove it and get the tape out without breaking it and then roll it back the right direction so there is no twists in it. Like, that was, especially if it was your favorite mixtape, because you don't appreciate the amount of work that went into making
a mixtape. Oh, yeah. Until you actually make one.
Hours.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, now you send somebody a playlist on Spotify and they're like, cool, bro.
Not even going to listen to it.
But I put my heart and soul into making this mix.
Brooke said, I used to be a human phone book, which is totally useless now. Mm-hmm. Unless you are incarcerated, which is an excellent point.
I don't know my fiance's phone number.
I don't?
I know the last 4 digits of it.
Commit to learning that, please.
Dave, you know your wife's phone number, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't know any phone numbers.
I know my girlfriend's phone
I don't know any phone numbers. It's not like her. Because like when I've... like literally have dialed put her
that's
number
your emergency
in my phone
contact
once.
Man, like if you get into a terrible car accident and they go who's
no, man
call?
If I get arrested I'm not calling her
no
she's gonna you
be
get mad
if you get into a car accident and
I'm
smash
you
and then smash it if you get arrested
yeah
do you know Dave's number
nah but I'll call the radio station
that's actually what he did last time he got arrested. Not even kidding.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, what is your now useless skill? More of your calls and posts are coming up.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The skill you used to possess that you were so impressed with, and probably everyone else was too, whether they admitted it or not, that in 2019 is just dead. Rebs on Twitter said, way back in the day, before predictive text, before smartphones, I could type and send an entire text with one hand and never look at my phone.
T9?
Oh yeah.
God, I was so good at T9.
You know when the BlackBerry was a thing with the keypad?
Yeah.
Like, I was resistant to the iPhone when it first came out because I'm like, you don't even have keys. And I used to be able to sit there and type out a whole email without looking at my phone because I was so good at it.
Isn't that the best?
I bet you had a sidekick too, didn't you?
No, I never had a sidekick. I never liked the way that those felt in my hand.
Uh-huh.
I did think it was pretty cool. You could whip it out and flip up the screen though. Like, I'm about to send something important. It never was important.
Never.
Dane said, 3-time schoolyard pog champ and still got it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Bill said, knowing how to use a slide rule.
What the hell is a slide rule?
Slide rule.
Is something for like engineering or math?
Even like those compass things and the the protractors?
Yeah, I was just happy when I learned how to like make a star with one of those.
Mahoney, you mentioned this too. Tim on Facebook said writing cursive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is an art that has gone the way of the dodo.
I wonder.
But I mean, how often are you using cursive in your daily life?
How often signature? Are you writing? You know, I mean, like I write a decent amount because of the type of work that we do. But I mean, I would say the vast majority of anything that other people see is always typing.
But I wonder if people, you know, younger who don't learn cursive, like I wonder if they can read it.
Do they still teach cursive in school? Is that a thing?
They still teach cursive in some schools. Okay. I can almost type on my phone faster than I can write. I just don't like the feeling of writing with a pencil anymore. It feels
like
it hurts
your hands.
It hurts.
I feel like a vibration in my inner ear when I'm writing with a pencil.
Like if I have to write
like a smooth birthday
card for my mom or something, like halfway through my hands cramping up,
why can't I just type this?
It's taking too long. Eric joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, not much, man. How you guys doing?
Good. So what was your skill that is no longer quite as valuable as it used to be?
Ages me a little bit, but the old school Nintendos, the original Nintendos, getting the cartridges to work when they would freeze up.
You meant the magic touch?
You pull it out.
You have to throw on the inside, slam it up and down 50 times, leave the lid open or closed, power on, power off.
It into where it was like right up to the lip of it, and then you push it down right at the light.
You gotta push and turn. Push and push to the right. You had to know where that spot was.
It's the only spot we ever found.
Reset.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That's why I was sick of for so long.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a skill you used to possess and be damn proud of. And now, in 2019, it's totally worthless. Rachel is joining us this morning. What's up, Rachel?
Hi. Folding notes.
Folding notes, yeah.
In high school.
Yeah, I mean, because
being able to tuck them in perfectly and...
Oh, I could do, like, a heart. They had tabs. They had trap doors. Like...
Trap doors. Oh, my God. Yes.
Everything.
Those were amazing. And also, you know what I'm talking about? The little things where you'd have, like, the four... You put your fingers in it.
Yes,
and
like the fortune teller.
Pick a number sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can still make those, too.
Can you really? Wow, that is a skill.
I work for the county, so I have a lot of data.
But it's...
There's a lot of origami that happens.
It's amazing.
You're the best. Thanks for the call, Rachel.
We like pass those down, like because before, like with YouTube now, I feel like anything is possible.
Yeah,
like you can watch it, go back and watch it 1,000 times. But like learning those skills 20, 30 years ago, how did we like?
You used to have to have a mentor.
Yeah,
somebody to teach you the ways.
Yeah, you had a sensei.
a note folding sensei. I guess it's possible. The other day,
I was trying to think of something.
My daughter asked me, my 3-year-old daughter asked me to make her a paper airplane, and I hadn't made a paper airplane in years.
You still got it?
Still got it.
Gotta have crisp wings.
Yeah, crisp wings.
Flaps.
No flaps. BS. Crisp wings. No. I sailed that thing across the room, and she's like, "Dada, that's amazing."
I never could get a good glider. You remember the gliders?
The gliders where you just send that thing going, and it would just hang
forever.
Out. Yeah. Never really achieved our full potential there, Mahoney. Uh-huh. Surprise. Robin, what's up?
I used to be the family navigator on road trips, and so I was the one who read the map, which who reads a map anymore?
Yeah.
It's a skill, though, if you're in a place where you don't have cell phone service, which is probably a place where you need a map, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The quality navigators are an underrated skill because if you've ever been on a road trip with somebody that's supposed to be the navigator,
your wife's the navigator when you're driving, I assume, right?
Yeah, and she's awful at it. I mean, just the absolute worst. She gets distracted by everything.
I want to talk about my fiance for a second, because she is supposed to also like if you're in the passenger seat, you are the navigator.
Yep.
She gets mad at me when I don't know exactly where I'm going. Hey, I'm focused on the road where we're going. What she does, which drives me insanely, it just drives me insane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She will search for the address, but then won't hit the directions like go on Google Maps, and it's just looking at the lines. I'm like, hit the thing, and it will give you turn by turn directions.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mahoney, is that Robin is on the phone with us right now, and
yes, you
haven't married your fiance just yet. Robin, are you single?
Not really, no.
That's fine. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Will you?
Do
marry
you know how? Do you know how to work a sextant?
A what?
A what?
A sextant. Do you know? Do you guys not know what that is?
No. What is that?
It's a tool to navigate
I don't navigate on ships.
So she knows.
Yeah.
This is your soulmate, man. You have just sailed into the seas of Robin. This is a moment we're having right now.
I mean, they don't. We can make it a sexy tent. We can navigate them stars.
All right, Robin. Thank you for the call today.
Thank you.
I'm curious who her significant other is, because I asked her if she's single and she's like, not really. What a vote of confidence. I used to be able to. And I was a great shot, this one says, just came in on the text line. Great shot, spit wads using a straw.
Oh, God, you could just snipe people with those. Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, in California now, they ban straws.
Oh, you can't use it.
The paper straw is further ammunition. You just have to ration it. Because you get a paper straw and you can actually use that as a spitball.
Oh, okay.
Jamal said, my entire school career revolves around percussion, including the marching band in high school and college. I was, and still am, and always will be, the designated beatboxer / makes beats on the table dude.
Hell yeah.
Brian said, I know how to use the rotary phone.
Mm.
Ooh, Adam. I can add and subtract improper fractions unlike denominators.
I cringed with that.
Yeah.
What's an unlike denominator?
I don't know.
Man. Is the denominator the bottom part? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's when the bottom number is different.
It's if you don't like being the bottom.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I have an unlike denominator. Stop it. Quit it. I see you're good with fractions.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
A skill that you used to have that you were damn proud of, and now here we are in 2019, and it's just totally useless. Efrain on Twitter said armpit fart.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
I think we got a lot of relatable ones on our text line at 73100. All the math for my college degree was one, and this one kind of hits home. I used to be able to do basic HTML coding to edit my MySpace at age 12.
Oh, yeah.
Not that impressive considering where coding has developed now, but at that age.
Man, when you used to be able to crack that code, when you'd be able to put whatever background you wanted on your MySpace page, you're like, I'm free. I'm finally free.
So smart.
Brent said creating fake accounts to scam BMG out of free music and movies. They would call and be like, sorry, nobody named Humongous D lives here. Roz said way back when you were given textbooks, teachers would advise you to make sure we make a book cover with that brown grocery bag to not damage the book. And if you had the skills to get that done.
I always had my mom help me with that one.
Yeah, me too.
When I would do it, it would be all loose. But for whatever reason, your mom always came through.
Very crisp.
I will say, and it's not really a lost art just yet, but the ability to wrap a gift, I never really have been good at wrapping gifts. But it's getting better in 2019 because of Amazon. You can just get it pre-wrapped.
Yeah.
When you get
I just bag it.
Yeah, bag it.
Bag it like tissue paper.
A gift box.
Yeah. Gift boxes have come a long way, too. Chris joining us this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, I used to be a boss at MS-DOS and Windows 3.1.
Oh, yeah. The worst is when you become an expert in, say, Windows 3.1, and then you're like, what do you mean you're rolling out Windows 3.5?
Yeah. Windows 95? Never!
What is that? / run / start.
You know it, man. Thanks for the call.
DIR / P, man. So, DIR / P, if anybody is also an MS-DOS aficionado like myself.
So we got a text earlier that said, I can name all of the U.S. presidents in chronological order to the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's completely useless in my everyday life, but it's a really great party trick when I'm trying to get in the pants of a history nerd. And when we got this message, I thought for sure this is a guy, right?
Yeah.
But Chelsea is on the phone with us, who actually sent us that text message. Do you know what else would probably help with getting into the pants of a history nerd? You being a girl.
Yeah, that might help.
All right, but so you can still do this. You can still name all the presidents in chronological order. Mahoney, will you pull up a list of the presidents in chronological order so we can? You have it up there, Ian. Okay, Ian's already got it.
Why are you trying to fact check Chelsea?
Because
she's taking time out of her day to call in and serenade us with the presidents to the tune, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and you're going to sit here and fact check?
I'm very excited for this.
And she's all about getting in the pants of history nerds.
Just because she's
a son of a bitch, Dave.
You know she's a horny history buff, and you're trying to white knight her. Stop it. All right. So Ian has the list of the presidents up.
Oh, nice.
Chelsea, are you ready?
I am quite ready. Yep.
Take it away.
Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, and Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Carter, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump.
Wow! She did it! She did it!
So I assume when they first did that song, it was like it ended at like Eisenhower.
Yeah. The last few.
It kind of tailed off there at the end. But that said, I'm not a history buff.
I'm taking my pants off.
You can have me right now.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, guys. Got some awesome news. I just whooped my wife. Pause. At thumb wrestling. Oh, yeah. Who would win between Dave or Mahoney? Thank you.
Message deleted.
Oh, I would definitely smoke Mahoney.
No, you would.
Literally every competition you ever had.
That is untrue.
I'd whip Mahoney's ass.
I whip your ass all the time.
You'd cheat, though. You'd try to hook that finger over the top and be like, oh, tag team.
That's not cheating.
That's cheating.
That's smart. That's smart. It's doing it's professional thumb wrestling, Dave. You got to do what you got to do. Hit you with a chair.
What day of the week do you think collectively that you are all the sharpest? I think it could be Tuesday because, I mean, that's generally considered the worst day of the week. Or maybe is it Friday because you guys are excited to drink.
Message deleted.
They say that Tuesday is the most productive day of the week. I would say it's definitely Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Yeah.
But Thursdays feel pretty good because, like, you're close to Friday. Friday, you end up screwing off.
Yeah.
Too much to really make it that productive.
I feel like you're warm. Mondays, no.
Because you're recovering.
Tuesday, you're warming up. Wednesday is the day to shine. Thursday, you're kind of winding down for Friday. Friday's Friday, and next thing you know, it's the weekend.
And then the holidays are here, so next year we'll get to it.
I say I work maybe, 50 days a year.
Yeah.
I'm truly at my sharpest.
Sharpest?
Or at least most present.
He'll hit you with a chair.
That's right.
Leave a message after the tone.
So there I am, being all black and whatnot, and I'm catching this guy out, and they're like, "Ah, damn, you hella blind," and I'm like, "Damn, that's f***ed up, bro." And I looked at him, he's like, "Oh, damn, dude, my bad." He's like, "I wear contacts too, otherwise I'm blind." I'm like, "Bitch, you ain't blind if you have contacts, Ian. You see what you've done to this damn community just because of that thing you did in February for blind awareness. Bitch, you ain't even blind either. Why?" I'm so mad.
Message deleted.
So that's Ivan the Blind Mexican, and he runs a coffee shop at the family courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And he actually is very blind, like uses the stick and the whole bit to walk. And some guy was making fun of him. He's like, "Oh, you hella blind." And then it turns out he was actually hella blind.
Actually.
And he puts it on you, Ian, for minimizing the impact on one's life when they're actually blind.
I did not mean to diminish the community. Instead, I was just raising awareness, Ivan, if you could see that.
Did you see on Facebook the other day somebody actually robbed his store? Stole from his store?
Yeah.
And he busted him.
You get busted by a blind guy?
Dude.
They got arrested.
Good.
I love it.
They should.
I hope he clubbed him with his little stick. That thing hurts, man.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So cops had to respond to a 911 call on Friday afternoon. They found a 44-year-old proprietor of Olivia's Pizza with chest area and head covered in tomato sauce.
Oh, no.
Oh.
On the floor of the new Port Richey pizza place. There were several slices of cheese pizza, according to the police report.
Was she attacked by Ninja Turtles?
No, but attacked by somebody who was throwing pizza. A subsequent investigation determined that the pizza slices that struck the owner of the pizza shop were thrown by a 28-year-old who lives about 6 miles from the pizzeria.
When the moon hits your eye.
What a weird detail.
Yeah.
The perpetrator lives 6 miles from the pizzeria.
She's close, man.
Like, what, if they live 7 miles away, they wouldn't have included that in the report?
Saida, who is the name of the person that was chucking the pizza, admitted to throwing the pizza at the victim because she was unsatisfied with the service when cops arrived. The perp had left the scene, but they were able to track her down because they got a license plate number.
Okay. She's just a big fan of Breaking Bad, Dave. Is that what? The old Walter White.
I feel like if you're going to throw pizza at somebody, the owner of a pizzeria is probably the wrong person to throw
at. I feel like they can just spit it back at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's like a pizza boomerang.
Hit you in the face with that burnt crust. And just, oh.
Turn into a weapon.
You lose an eye.
You ready for the creepy cop report?
Oh, boy. What do we got?
George Farmer, 44, was convicted of voyeurism, trespassing a night, and breach of trust for his actions in late November and early December. Farmer, on several occasions, while on night duty, went to the Esquire Motel, left his patrol vehicle, approached several rooms, and looked through the windows.
Ooh.
He also disabled security lights by unscrewing the light bulbs and once ran into the nearby woods after peering into a room. He did this while on his lunch break at night and did not notify dispatch that he was leaving his vehicle. His activities were observed by other officers on the Halifax Police Force, and he was put under surveillance after his supervisor got a complaint about suspicious activities. They also put an undercover officer in one of the motel rooms, dressed in shorts and a tank top, and they had her leave the curtain slightly open. Farmer was seen looking into her room 8 times that night.
Oh, that's creepy as hell.
Yep.
Yeah, so they fire this guy, right?
Well, he's going to be sentenced on April 12th, but yeah, he is. Okay. He has been terminated, good. So he is toast.
Eight times. Man.
What are you doing?
It's just a chicken, like, just pull up Pornhub, man. Like, stop being such a creep.
Yeah, don't be, peering into windows.
All of that on your phone.
Yes.
It's a world of imagination.
You're peering all you want.
So an Austinville, Ohio man pulled over by cops during a traffic stop was caught with cocaine in his sock. Before telling police, these aren't my socks.
I hate it when I put on somebody else's socks and they have cocaine
full of
in
cocaine.
Them. It is, you won't believe
the worst.
It happened to me again.
Damian Clark Jr., 20 years old, was pulled over just before 4:30 a.m. Saturday. After allegedly failing to use his right turn signal, the officer said he smelled marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. Loose marijuana was found on the floorboard. During a search, officers found a small plastic bag of suspected cocaine inside of his left sock. And that's when he said, "No, these aren't my socks." He was taken into custody, and they found some other stuff in his pants along with more drug paraphernalia.
What other stuff did they find in his pants?
Just more and more drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
We found other stuff.
Prescription pills.
How much would it suck, though?
He claimed that somebody gave him the pills to hold at a party, though, you guys. Those weren't even his pills. He's just a very generous
trusting
guy.
You borrow some socks from somebody like you do. I don't know about you.
Of course.
But
okay. Borrow socks. To put on another man's socks.
On a regular basis. Yeah. And then you get pulled over and there's the cocaine.
And somebody just asks you to hold the pills
and
for them at a party. You're like,
I would.
If you forgot your prescription bottle, I would love to help out with that.
Yeah, you just need a Zyrtec or something. Yeah, I'm just holding on to those.
Yeah. Police also found $740 on him along with a cell phone that he did not dispute whether it was his or not.
Okay.
Yeah. And they also found a pill in his left sock to which he said, "Oh, I forgot that was in there." So this guy had his alibi buttoned up.
Well, that pill is mine, but the cocaine, no.
No.
And the other drugs, no.
And another one here with the traffic stop. This one actually started with a traffic crash. They found fake urine in the vehicle.
Okay.
And this guy's excuse.
Is that illegal to possess fake urine?
Actually, Ian has some experience with this because of course he does.
Well, I actually used to work in a smoke shop and it was illegal to sell in Illinois. I believe it is illegal in this particular state.
It's illegal to sell, but can you possess fake urine?
Possession? No.
Okay.
No.
So what's the problem then?
Well, no. What he did, his excuse for the urine is the worst part about this.
So, I mean, obviously, if you have fake urine, it's probably because you're going to cheat a drug test, right? And so the cops, there's a traffic crash that happened, and they found fake urine in the vehicle, and they said, "What is this fake urine for?" And he said, "Well, it's to role play with my wife." So Andrew Hartman, 29, gave the explanation to the cops after the crash on March 12th.
I mean, you say, ew, but it's fake. You know, it's better than real.
He declined medical attention. Officials observed the at-fault driver to have constricted pupils and believed that he may have been intoxicated, according to the affidavit. He was arrested on a charge of DUI with property damage in his vehicle. Deputies found a bag with fake urine in it, which seems bad.
They do come in bags. Yeah, they do come in bags. It's weird. Really? It's like it's when a you very
get a,
strange.
Is it like when you get a beta fish?
Like a little goldfish from the fair.
Worst prize ever.
Why do I feel like that would be a prize in like San Gennaro?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Gave it to his wife, though. That's just
that
dirty,
for
man.
Role playing with his wife, uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good excuse to come up with on the spot, though. Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Mahoney, it is our job as public servants to try to spread the message of people that are simply looking for love in a very complicated time. Dating's not the same that it used to be.
We all, Dave, have needs. Mm. And yeah. One common need that we all as humans can share.
Very horny.
And need is, yes. Is love.
Oh, yes.
I mean, too. Like Mahoney said love, you said horny, so. Yeah.
Basically the
tomato,
same thing.
Tomato.
Yeah. I don't think is horny an emotion?
Yeah.
It can be.
Well, can it? Yeah. Is it more of a...
Like, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling horny.
Yes, yeah. It's an emotion.
Okay, whatever.
This one is entitled, Subway, I Bought Your Sandwich. Hello, today's Monday. You looked fabulous. I bought your sandwich. I wish you would have waited around a bit. Hope you read this or our paths cross again. Dude, you got game, man. Yep. She just took that 6 inches and split.
$5 foot long? Nah, I got what I need.
This one, you're an older, straight, married man. We are two middle-aged dudes. You would stop over and do some work and let us work on you. We miss you. Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
So
oh my.
Would wow. He be a middle-aged, straight guy if they let them do some work on him?
You know, people have different definitions and however you want to classify
yeah,
yourself.
Whatever.
Sure. I'm straight, also, just not right now.
Define work. Yeah. Like, were you doing, like, dental work?
No, he was an electrician. They were doing plumbing work. I
gotcha. Gotcha.
This one's entitled Open House and okay. Charming Realtor. I moved your open house sign that had blown over on the corner. You came out and said, thanks. We had a brief chat, and you seemed a little PO'd because your husband was running an hour late bringing you some lunch. Hope he showed up. Had my mind racing all Saturday night, not just wondering if you'd had lunch. LOL. Wish I would have offered to get you something and come back as an excuse to talk more and hang out. You made a comment about my sports themed t-shirt. If you see this, I'd welcome the chance to bring you lunch at your next open house, winky smiley face, and talk more.
Bro, she's married. Back off.
She's married and she's working. Like, just, yeah. Can you stop?
You fixed a sign.
You thirsty bitch.
Right?
Like,
jeez.
Just back off, man.
Come on.
This one, kick me in the Jimmy. Looking for my female friend that would kick me in the Jimmy weekly. You must host.
What?
So I think that he's looking for his female friend that would kick him in the Jimmy yeah. every week, but he's also open to anyone else that is
what,
willing
you can't,
to kick him in the Jimmy.
You can't, like, I feel like if you have, that's your thing, you kind of got to be able to host, right?
You have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to come over to your place and you're going to wallop me in the nuts. Like, what is going on
no,
here?
Man.
Also,
no,
man. That
get your
hurts.
Own weird freak dungeon going.
That stuff hurts. Like, why would you want that?
I mean, hey, to each their own, but...
I'm just trying to understand
sure,
it.
Or at least spring for the cheap motel room, buddy.
This one's just titled HSV2.
HSV2.
Hi, I'm a younger female with HSV2, in parentheses, genital herpes.
Oh,
just,
hello.
Just seeing if there's anyone else out there who's young and attractive who has it, or doesn't mind the condition. Doesn't mind the condition.
Like, I'm baby, not, I love you. It's okay.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it at all.
Be up front.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
But better than being like afterwards, hey, by the way,
you may want to
you ever heard of HSV2?
If there's any place to find somebody okay with it, though, believe me, it's Craigslist.
That would be the place.
Yes.
This one is entitled, Saw You Looking at the Cows. Well, not sure there were any cows in the field or not, but we both pulled over looking at the field. I drove by and we shared a glance, wondering if you wanted to stop by and say hi. I almost turned around but didn't. Should I have? It was Sunday afternoon. So this guy was driving down the road, and he saw some chicks staring out into a field.
Yeah.
Probably with tears streaming down her face, thinking about her lost love. And this thirsty dude drives by, and he's like, I saw you looking at them cows. I'll look at them with you.
We had a moment. Yeah. You want to look
what's
at cows together?
We shared a glance.
Would you
like,
to share a moment together?
This one is daytime delivery. I was a delivery guy, tall white male. You are 35 to 58-year-old attractive woman, question mark?
Maybe.
It's a pretty okay. big
quite
range.
The range. Yeah.
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 23-year gap there, yeah. 35 to 58.
Okay.
Obviously, you're home during the day, and we kind of caught each other's eyes. I should have gotten your name. Please reply. I think I have another package for you. Wink, wink.
Oh.
Yeah, good line, bro.
I ain't even mad at
that one. It's a different kind of package.
I mean, what can Brown do for you?
This one is, we bowled lane to lane. So if you've ever been in a bowling alley and there's the attractive girl in the lane one over, you know, it's actually a pretty good place if you're going to be a creep and you're going to stare at a girl's butt because she's constantly walking up and bending over at the lane. This guy was doing just that. Looking to connect with you since Saturday night. We bowled next to each other and exchanged a few glances and smiles within the 2 hours that we were there. I was the male with my female friends. You were there with four of your girlfriends. At one point, we were sitting down with our backs turned, and I couldn't help but overhear you complaining about intimacy with your boyfriend to your friend. It's sad that many people these days want more than their partner, and especially when it happens to such a cute girl. You were around 30, a little shorter, resembled Franca Potente, who is an actress from The Bourne Identity. She's
a random German actress.
That's random German actress that no one has ever heard of. And I felt stupid approaching you and trying to get your mind off the negative thoughts with your friends around. I should have, though. If you recall any of this, well, it would be nice if you do. I'm athletic. I had a t-shirt on, jeans, wide shoulders, and a butt.
And a butt. And a butt.
So hope you're around.
It is included.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you have a butt.
Yeah.
You had your shot, man.
It was right there.
Now you're just a turkey.
And finally, this one is...
You know, bowling jokes!
Strike, my friend. Maybe a spare.
How about a 7-10 split a little bit later?
A lot of these are... a lot of these are... you know, are very sweet, and they're looking for love. This one...
Not so much?
Not so much.
Okay.
No.
To Phil, completely ghosting me after 8 years of NSA fun and a FWB relationship. Help me out here, Ian. What is
that? No strings attached.
Okay, friends with benefit relationship.
Thank you, Mahoney. Very nice.
Was completely blanky of you, and you know it. Even though it was completely fun without strings attached type of situation, you were clearly friends, too. We shared info about our families, personal lives, work, careers, etc. We had amazing chemistry every single night, witty banter and laughter, and you know it. Then after using me one last time, you decide that you can never do this again and give no reason. Now I know it's due to your upcoming wedding. I didn't even know you were engaged. Since I knew you for 8 years and you were actually a cool friendship in addition to the fun stuff, you deserve to know that you're a complete a-hole. I hope your new wife tolerates your porn addiction and fondness for MILFs. Good luck forgetting how good it was with me.
I mean, do you not know what no strings attached means?
Yeah, I was going to say
like
that.
Sounds like no strings attached.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
His name's not Phil.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Just call me Phil.
Here's what's making news.
So one economic analyst says that Las Vegas has diversified our economy enough that it may help if the economy hits another downturn.
You mean when?
Yeah, it's going to happen, right?
I mean, we don't know when, but inevitably there will be another one.
Yeah, Las Vegas could be positioned to offset the effects because the economy here is more diverse than it was a decade ago, according to one national analyst. The Las Vegas economy has become more of a destination for young job seekers, said Mark Vintner, a Wells Fargo economist based in North Carolina. Traditionally, of course, a large portion of the economy is centered around gaming and tourism. Mm-hmm. The thought is that more of a diversified local economy will help the valley cope if the national economy does take a dump. Well, and so the inversion of the so-called yield curve, which happens when short-term bond rates surpass long-term rates, has some economists worried that a downturn could be near. Most of the worry, Vintner says, is based on factors outside of the U.S. In any case, he's not convinced a U.S. recession is lurking around the corner for right now. For now, it's business as usual here in Southern Nevada. We're all just still shook over what happened.
10 years passed, man.
Yeah.
It was, you know, in our lifetime, you know, being 37 years old, that was the worst. You know, like, especially like when you're a couple years into the workforce and, you know, just starting your adult life.
Right. Yeah.
And then that happens.
It's supposed to be all sunshine and rainbows and opportunity. And that wasn't the case.
And the city here in Las Vegas, we experienced one of the highest unemployment rates ever since, you know, even since the Great Depression, you know, even though we were only in a quote unquote recession. It was
here locally, the unemployment rate was higher than the national rate during the Great Depression.
I remember talking to friends who were working, you know, who were bartenders who worked in the service industry, you know, for years, and there would be a job opening at like a PT's or something similar, and there would be hundreds of people who were going out to each one of these single part-time bartending jobs just to try to make ends meet. You know, I hope that this economist is right, and that you know, if we do experience another, you know, nationwide recession, that it doesn't hit Southern Nevada nearly as hard as it did.
As of right now, that's not the case. McCarran International Airport traffic up about 2% in February compared to the same month in 2018. A total of over 3.6 million passengers arrived or departed at the airport last month, about 64,000 more than in February of 2018. But the monthly total, well, down a little bit from January, where about 3.9 million passengers. But I think
still
that has
a
to
lot
do with
of people.
I think that has to do with the conventions too. There's, there's a couple of big conventions that take place in the month of January. So. Yeah. Overall, passenger traffic in the first 2 months of the year up 2.6% from the same period in 2018. Yep. So
and
things are humming along. Yeah.
And in 2018, we saw a record-breaking year as well. Yep. I mean, the growth here continues to happen. You know, we're seeing the Tourism Authority and our new convention center that they're building where the Riviera used to be. That's expanding exponentially. Another, what, million or two? Another million square feet or so of convention space.
Plus MSG Square. They're going to finish the Fountain Blue. It's going to become the Drew.
The
Resorts
stadium.
World is going up. The Raider Stadium. Yeah.
And we're seeing that. And then you see the kind of things that are happening downtown as well. A new casino is being built for the first time in decades.
Derek Stevens with Circa. Yeah, that's coming online in 2020 as well.
These are all good things, and it's great for Southern Nevada. We just go, hey. Strippers.
Don't buy four houses.
And
three
a boat.
Houses is fine.
That is your limit.
Yeah.
Three Unless
houses
you're really good.
Houses. Yeah. And a boat, which you have to let us come
on. Yeah.
That'll never happen.
That's the only thing.
And
that's
finally, Las Vegas named one of America's top 10 fresh start cities.
I believe it.
Whether it's to reinvent themselves or to start over, many Americans see Las Vegas as a perfect place to get a fresh start, according to livability.com. Median home price is still south of $250,000, growing number of jobs beyond the hospitality industry, like marketing and construction. Las Vegas is becoming more multifaceted. Livability also has a plethora of outdoor activities that are factored in, like Red Rock or Mount Charleston, Lake Mead.
Lots of parks. We're minutes away from everything and a couple hours away from the ocean.
Yeah, and I like this because, you know, we get the reputation that Las Vegas is just casinos and gambling and all that stuff. And that's, you know, true to
I
some
feel
extent.
Like
but
it's sort of going away now.
Yeah,
like people are just more educated
because,
in the fact that there's, you know, Red Rock and Mount Charleston.
Yeah, people are coming here and they, we have Red Rock. We have, you know, outdoor activities that they can do and bring the family.
I don't know if this sullies this otherwise good report, though.
What
Vegas was named overall number 8 on the list.
Okay.
Cleveland, Ohio took the top spot. And that's because there's thousands of job opportunities. Because nobody, no matter how fresh the start is, wants to move to Cleveland.
Nah.
Other than the top 10, Bend, Oregon, Iowa City, Iowa, Black Mountain, North Carolina, Fargo, North Dakota, Oklahoma City.
Huh.
And Santa Fe, New Mexico, Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Tallahassee, because you can move there and no one will know. Total fresh start. Ain't nobody coming looking for you in Tallahassee.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Things are about to get intense around here. Brian is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. I understand that you had a thespian experience about a year ago, but you don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was okay.
Not your finest performance to date. It's okay.
Well, we promise to hold your hand through this journey together.
Oh, sexy journey.
Appreciate it.
The way that this works is we have three songs, all very popular alternative songs, and you're just trying to figure out the artist and the song as Mahoney and I perform them in our own dramatic way.
And I don't want to brag, Dave, but I've been doing a lot of voice acting recently. So I feel like my level of drama has been furthered. Even further.
Well said, my friend.
Right.
Well said.
I've taken it to the limit, Dave.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go back and forth. We'll tell you when we're done. Don't interrupt. Mahoney gets very upset. Looking for 2 out of 3 in order to be our winner today. Here is song number 1 in Alternative Theater. Malone. Listless. Breakfast table in an otherwise empty room.
Young girl, violence, center of her own attention.
The mother reads aloud. Child tries to understand it,
tries to make her proud. The shade goes down. It's in her head. Painted room. Can't deny there's something wrong.
And see.
Wow. It's like we're at Stratford-upon-Avon.
All right, what's your guess, Brian?
Oh, I'm going to say Pearl Jam. And the name of the song is...
We'll give you a half a point. We'll give you a half
okay.
a point.
Yeah.
You got half of it right. That's a tough one. I mean,
Pearl Jam and Daughter. Daughter is the name of the song there.
Okay.
Sorry. So you got a half point on the board.
That's okay. You're doing all right. This experience has not been ruined just yet.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh.
Totally emotionless, except for her heart.
Mud flowed into Lump's pajamas.
She totally confused all the passing piranhas.
She's Lump. She's Lump.
She's in my head.
She's Lump. She's Lump.
She's
Lump.
Might be dead.
And see.
Bravo. Sorry, I got a little excited there. Stepped on your line.
Sorry.
I apologize. Sorry.
Okay. What do you got, Brian?
I'm going to say the Presidents of the United States of America, and I hope it's called Lump.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I mean, a true classic.
You have 1.5 points. We have one left. All you have to do is get half a point here, either the artist or the song.
Did you ever notice, though, all the guys in, like, the 90s, like, the lead singer from Presidents of the United States of America, Ed Kowalczyk from Live, and the dude from Michael Stipe from R.E.M. All could be interchangeable.
They all look the same.
Are they not the same guy?
The same
How
guy.
Dare
They're
you?
The same guy, for sure.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Third and final one. Win it right here, Brian. Have a successful thespian experience for once. Here we go. Closing time. Time for you to go out into the world.
Closing time. Turn out the lights. Up over every boy and every girl. Closing time! One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey.
Or beer.
Closing time! You don't have to go home. But you can't stay here
and see.
Beautiful.
Okay. For the win, Brian, what do you got for us?
I think that one is called Closing Time. And like the rest so doesn't matter, I guess, because I won, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn about our acting. Why would you ruin such a beautiful thespian experience, Brian, with your
doesn't matter. I finished. I'm done.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So a lot of people are scratching their heads about this whole Jussie Smollett thing, and I get, you know, the prosecutor saying, well, look, you know, we don't want to come down too hard on the poor guy. He doesn't have a prior criminal record. He's going to do his community service, and he paid his bond, and blah, blah, blah. But it's a really high-profile case, and it's a really awful thing to do.
If you didn't think that you had the evidence to convict the guy, or you thought he was not guilty, I understand. But when there was an avalanche of evidence against the guy...
the prosecutor actually thinks he's guilty. Let's have a listen.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background. I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
I mean, I get it. So, but the reason why this one has people so up in arms is because it's so public. It's somebody that was trying to benefit by saying that there was a hate crime, and it sows division.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in this day and
age, if you could find a way to make this case any worse, this is the only way that they could do that. And it is
now he gets away with it.
Who's happy? Nobody is happy.
Happy about this.
I can't understand it. I think that there is going to be an inquiry.
And what really sucks is that he's so smug about it, too. He's like, this vindicates me. I didn't do it. I've been truthful since
you're a psychopath. You're a dirty son of a bitch. And you're trying to sow division, like you said, within this country. We don't need any extra thumbs on the scale of, you know, opposite ends of politics.
Ends of vision and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need that.
I thought I could be shocked by a lot of things. Mm-hmm. This one just came out of nowhere.
I'm kind of surprised that, I mean, everything was dropped, but because of his background, like, it's he doesn't have criminal background.
You plan this whole fake story to create, to get people angry at another group of people
enough?
Here in the United States.
Right. Yeah.
And you were looking for sympathy. You were looking to get become a higher profile person. And then you walk out of court like you are innocent.
And you were mad that you're only making $60,000 an episode on Empire.
Yeah. Just unreal.
On to something much lighter. I'm very excited about Game of Thrones coming back.
Yes.
And we're just a few weeks away from that now. Well, as promotion for the upcoming eighth and final season, HBO has launched a worldwide scavenger hunt in which fans are asked to find 6 life-sized Iron Thrones hidden in various undisclosed locations around the world.
This is pretty cool. Okay. I mean, we're not going to be able to go to any of these Thrones because they're like the pictures that we saw. They're like in the middle of a forest somewhere. Yeah. And
of the 6 thrones have already been found using context clues from the 360-degree video that was provided by HBO. Fans discovered the first throne in the forests of the United Kingdom. Next was the throne of Norway in snowy Sweden. And then they found another one in Brazil and another one in Spain. So the 5th undiscovered throne has been dubbed the Throne of Ice. The video of the 6th and final throne won't be revealed until somebody finds...
Is that
going to
be in Bakersfield?
Ain't nobody ever going to find that bitch.
It's the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, WrestleMania season is upon us. Mm-hmm. Are you excited for any of the matches this year? What's your opinion on the Hall of Fame inductees?
Message deleted.
Well, Mahoney has said this many times to me off air. He thinks Ronda Rousey should be in the WWE Hall of Fame as of this year.
No, I do not.
And her husband.
Oh, Travis Brown. Yes, he's a lovely person. I'm excited to see the Hart Foundation go into the Hall of Fame. Bret the Hitman Hart, Jim the Anvil Neidhart. He is, you know, one of my favorite tag teams growing up as a young man. But the match I am most excited for.
What tag teams were your favorite when you got a little older?
Demolition. The Road Warriors.
Take that however you want, guys. Uh-huh. He spent a lot of time at truck stops.
Okay. Love the Rockers. Marty Jannetty.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels.
Anyway, like anything you're excited for at WrestleMania?
Yeah, one of the main events. I am looking forward to seeing Kofi Kingston wrestle Daniel Bryan. I think Kofi Kingston having a championship match at WrestleMania is something that's a long time overdue. And we just found out the other day that that is finally going to happen. So I think that's a guy who's been a journeyman and a good ambassador of the sport finally getting a shot. So, him and Daniel Bryan are going to make an entertaining evening.
Please leave a message after.
Sylvie, did you have something to add?
I was going to ask him what he thought about the all women's main event.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's Becky Ronda, Lynch. And Charlotte. Yeah, it's going to be good. If Ronda wasn't there, it'd be even better.
Oh, ice cold.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you ever skip a major family event to go do something else? I mean, like when you were younger? I'll never forgive myself for missing my family reunion 10 years ago because my great aunt died like literally the day after. But, you know, I wanted to go to this chick's house instead.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened before. I didn't go to my cousin's funeral, and it's one of my cousins. I don't have a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
I really like him, though. He's great. Uh-huh. Didn't go to his wedding because work stuff. Yeah. It was when we had just gotten to Houston.
Yeah.
And, you know, little did I know that job was going to get flushed down the toilet a year and a half later anyhow. So, you know. Definitely shouldn't have prioritized work over a family member that I really like's wedding.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he doesn't seem like the type of guy who's probably going to have 7 marriages, so I can't even just make it to the next one.
Well, maybe they can. Maybe if they're going to have a new vow ceremony.
Oh, like renewing
our vows.
No one wants to go to that.
God, those are so stupid.
Is there an open bar? No? Okay. Well, I got work.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My girlfriend and me went to a movie over the weekend. The minute we got into the theater, I was out. I fell asleep, and through the whole movie, my girlfriend did not wake me up. Like, that's shame on her, right?
Message deleted.
No, I disagree. Like, if you're that tired where you're just out,
yep.
There's nothing worse as far as torture goes in this world than when you're on the couch or even in a theater, and you're so exhausted, you want to watch the show, but you're trying to stay awake, but your eyes are so heavy, and you keep nodding off, and then you keep sitting there pretending like you were awake the whole time. Yeah, no, wife starts quizzing you on what just happened. You're like, yeah,
that happened.
It's sad. They're in love.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Sometimes it's just so comfortable, you know? And I blame the movie makers, you know? If it should have been more compelling early on.
I'm just so comfortable after my third glass of scotch. I'm very comfortable.
Top stories! Here's what's making news.
So Tony Romo has been, I think, a really good addition to the announcer's booth for CBS and their football games, right?
I'll agree with you. I was not, I didn't have high hopes going into this season, but he did a very good job, much better than I think most of us expected.
Did a great job, I thought, on the Super Bowl as well. His representatives are looking for a contract extension now that would pay him eight figures annually to remain.
Ooh. Eight figures?
As in $10 million a year.
I don't know if he's worth that much.
He currently makes $4 million a year under a three-year TV deal that expires after the NFL season this year. But in just two seasons on the air, the 38-year-old has exploded as the most popular game commentator in any sport since John Madden. At the peak of his career, Madden was making $8 million a year.
But that was still like what? Madden's been retired for at least 15 years?
Yeah.
Or so. So I don't know if he's earned Madden level of pay.
Well, so listen to this, though. Troy Aikman makes $7.5 million a year over at Fox.
He should be making more than Aikman.
Yeah. I think he's better than Aikman. I think Aikman's very good. I just think that Romo and the way that he is able to read the game and not do
well,
it.
Currently.
Yeah. And maybe that'll change over the years, but Tony Romo's very good, and so pay the man his money.
I don't know if $10 million. Maybe we settle on like an $8 million. So you're still making a $500,000 more than Aikman. Aikman does have some Super Bowls under his belt.
That's the thing. Romo does not. This is his chance. He's got to get paid, man.
But I hope they find a way to keep him around because his insight is pretty good.
Very good. So NASA is facing accusations of sexism after it canceled the first ever all-woman spacewalk due to what officials say was a lack of spacesuits that could be made ready to fit the women.
So, but did they not know this going in? I feel like they should know.
Like have measurements beforehand. Right?
Yeah, shouldn't they know if the suits fit people?
You'd think that like
it's NASA.
It's NASA. Like there's smart people in charge, right?
Like,
it's
not like, I forgot to pack the extra suit?
It's not like you went on vacation and just forgot to bring your your trunks.
Dang it.
Now I'm going to go to the gift shop. Yeah. And it's going to cost me
$46.
Right. And they're
going to have that weird lining in it. Yeah, it's going to cut into my thigh. Weird
and yeah. And I forgot the sunblock, too.
Ah, dang it.
Why is that $22?
So
more expensive.
Are they going to find a way to fix this?
No. The unique event was therefore canceled.
So it's just done?
They're not going to do it.
Tentatively scheduled to make her spacewalk on April 8th.
Okay.
And now they're just saying it's not going to happen. But, of course, the internet's mad because they're saying it's sexist, which I think it was probably a stupid oversight. I don't think it's, like, intentionally NASA being sexist.
Like, they wouldn't be mad if you didn't plan it and then cancel it for a dumb reason.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why the people are, I mean, don't get me wrong. People on the internet are mad about everything all day, every day. But if you're going to say, hey, we're going to do this, and they go, oh, whoops, we don't have a suit.
Yeah.
It's a dumb reason to cancel.
NASA, just
You're gonna have to deal with that blowback.
That's on you, man. That's on you.
So a Florida man called police because he paid for adult relations, and didn't get them. He got scammed instead.
What happened?
A 50-year-old by the name of John Omar Single, which is kind of funny that his last name sounds like Single.
Yeah.
He called West Palm Beach police last week and alleged that he paid $500 to a group of four at a day's in, so at least one of them would have relations with him.
Okay.
Single said the group took the money, but never showed up for the relations. You paid in advance?
Don't you pay, like, afterward?
Would you, like, PayPal them the money?
Isn't the whole thing the money is on the dresser, like a saying, because, like, it's there in plain sight, so everyone has the understanding that's the money, but you don't give it to them in advance because
this can
they're
happen.
Never going to show up. He was charged with solicitation of a prostitute and released on $500 bond Sunday, according to online jail records.
If he had only had that $500 he still had.
He could have gotten out.
Yeah.
And finally, this one takes us to Kentucky. A Laurel County sheriff said an investigation into stolen house shingles took a bizarre turn when it was determined the suspect swapped the shingles for drugs. Like, can you imagine coming home and be like,
where did my shingles
Nancy,
go?
Where are the shingles?
I get pipes, right? Pipes.
The copper.
You get that. There's appliances.
There's
you sell a stove.
A secondary market for that stuff, sure.
But shingles, I didn't realize. Like you must have found the one drug dealer who really needed some roof work done.
Yeah. According to the sheriff, deputies began investigating the shingle theft after several bundles were reportedly stolen at a home construction site.
Okay.
Investigators were able to track the theft back to a 44-year-old by the name of Johnny Lewis, who reportedly admitted he had taken the shingles to a neighboring county where he traded them for meth.
Oh.
And he now has been charged with theft. Unlawful taking of shingles. What are you in for? Just forget it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I've been drunk with
Yeah,
it was like 15 years ago.
How was
at
that?
A strip club during the day with a buddy. And it was really sad.
Oh, boy. So I'll give you a hint. This is an individual that Mahoney was talking about.
A celebrity.
Celebrity. Still a celebrity.
Yeah, sure.
This person is a celebrity.
Yeah. A celebrity. Not necessarily the celebrity you'd want to hang out with at a strip club at 11 a.m.
You
but
might think that you might want to, but then the reality
when you
of
do,
it is,
it's like meh.
But you wouldn't be surprised if you walked into a strip club at 11 a.m. and encountered this person.
Like, yeah,
it just feels about right.
This seems how it should be.
When you're not traveling internationally, this is where I expect to find you, my friend. So who was that person that Mahoney used to slum it up with at the strip clubs at 11 a.m.? That was the end of your day, though. So, I mean, it wasn't bad for you, right?
Because
you'd work third shift and get off at 6 a.m. and then go out and have a couple of drinks and then, you know, make your way to the boobie bar.
Yeah, drinks were cheap, Dave. We were just trying to support independent contractors.
Okay.
Yeah, girls making their way through college.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what?
One Tuesday at 7 a.m. at a time.
Hey, man, I am a financier of the arts.
Is that what it is? Sure. Okay. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Kirk.
Kirk, what is the correct answer? Who did Mahoney run into at the strip club at 11 a.m.?
Dennis Rodman.
There you go.
The worm. Nothing's going to ever keep you
down. You're the best. Does anyone know how he got the nickname The Worm?
No.
Does anyone want to know?
No.
I have an
pass.
Idea.
All right.
likes tequila.
Yeah, that must be
it. Okay.
Kirk, sure. We're going to set you up some tickets to go see Sublime with Rome on Friday, June 14th, Mandalay Bay Beach, presented by X107.5. It's part of their beach series. Hope you enjoy the show, and thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.